Welcome to Tech Bytes, your weekly dose of tech news, insights, and everything in between. I'm Willard, and in each episode, we bring you the latest updates, breakthroughs, and conversations happening in the world of technology. Whether you are a seasoned tech enthusiast or just curious about how technology shapes our world, we've got something for you. So sit back, plug in, and let's dive into today's topic.
So hi guys, welcome to today's podcast, and I'm Willard, and I have my usual co-host, Tinashe, in the building. Tinashe, how are you doing, man?
Hello King, how are you doing? Hi everyone, hope you're all good.
Yeah, my Rohani, energy nyiri loaners, my twig.
Shamaru, fungirot apa, when you want to order your Starlink kit, the mini package, and then boom, next thing, wakunzonzi. It's no longer available in your area.
Yeah, me mama swear residential light kamuru like the main ones. The $350 dime $350 game.
Shamara, you know, we're actually expecting to get the Starlink kit at like $200. We just went for $200 and actually it was $223 including the handling fee. But now, because it's no longer available for us. It's now we can only now secure the $350 package here.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry guys, we just started by discussing Starlink. The order of the day is for us to just look at what has been happening in the world of tech. There's too much tidbits. So this week, what happened? We know that Apple launched its iPhone 16, Watch 10 series, and the AirPods and so forth. Did you watch that event?
Yeah, I did. I watched the event, but me not being an Apple fan, obviously I was like,
Do you want to pick that corner, my guy? Do you really want to pick that fight?
I'm waiting for all the Apple fans to come to me.
I didn't say it, guys. He said he's not a fan of Apple. I myself am an acorn of Apple products. I love Apple products. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, so you're not a fan, and what didn't you like about the event?
No, it was a good event. Everything was well planned, and I think they really
making it.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Why?
Man, why? That whole event could have been an email, man. Nah, that was a waste of my hour, because all they simply were doing was focusing on the fact that they now have a new button. They now have,
imagine.
Come on, man. That could have been an email. Could have saved that as a lot of data and did a lot of time. I could have watched the whole movie, man.
But at least they didn't mention that the new iPhone now, it's not compatible with 7G, which is something.
Yeah, my name is Babu. We are still 5G. We are still trying to roll out 5G. Even if I get a 7G phone, where will I use it?
But now the question
is, how will it help me?
All right, if you don't bring that point out, what else did they bring?
My key takeaways from that event was, number one, the performance issue. To the battery, though they didn't give specific numbers as to, they just said last year's iPhone 15 was at 20 hours of video play, now it's at 22. But beyond that, we don't really know how much of the, what do you call them, the wattage that they have added to improve on the power. So that's number one. Then number two, the A18 Bionic chip. I don't know why you have to call a Bionic chip A18 Pro. What nonsense is that?
Because they have nothing else special to offer.
Now it's a premium
product because it's a pro.
And guess what? The AirPods. Guess what they added this time around?
The noise cancellation, which was already there.
Oh, my Android friends, gather around. Let's tell these guys that this feature has been around. Even our very own Msungu.
Exactly.
Noise cancelling bads, man.
My brother. Now you see why I'm saying I'm not an Apple fan.
Shout out to Msungu.
Shout out to Msungu. Yeah. You guys are doing good. Better than Apple. Thank you for leading the tech field.
You're hot. Better than Apple. That's a big bet.
My brother,
man.
I'm on fire.
Anyway, so my headphones, I am not my AirPods. They've got a special name I'll try to remember. This still doesn't have an on and off button.
Yeah. And I don't know why they say they have to take their time to talk about that product for, I don't know how many minutes they spent talking about that, but What was special about that?
Kaka footnote guy tongo dango escape. Like for instance, the only thing that they changed was the lightning cable you're charging to a C type.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing. But everything else remained the same. As Android users, we already had all those features, man. Like, but anyway, you know, I'm not here for that. We just talking about those things. We're not saying Apple, you're not doing anything nice. Thank you for your innovations and stuff. We really appreciate the competition that you're bringing to us Android users and the more points that you're giving us to crush more Apple users.
Anyway, so on top of that, they also introduced some AI features which are not yet available. They call it Apple Intelligence. Apple Intelligence. You remember when these other flagship brands introduced AI in their flagship phones?
And what did they say?
They said they didn't want to call it AI. Yeah. They're calling it Apple Intelligence.
Apple Intelligence.
But Zokubzima Munuarim Pichako, that's pretty much what Photoshop has been doing all along.
Exactly. That's, it's already doing all that.
Yeah. So I think Apple has this way of introducing already existing features and making them look and sound like it's the in thing.
Exactly.
And their Apple users, their users who go to the grave supporting that feature.
Exactly.
Some
exactly.
Even go up saying, that feature was not necessary before now.
Not necessary before now. Exactly. What's the point of you saying that when it was already there on like on other gadgets and stuff?
Oh my God, we're going to be burnt near Apple. Apple guys, we are your friends, but I think this could really have been an email.
Yeah, we're your friends. We love you guys and we miss Steve Jobs.
Yeah, we did. For those who didn't watch the event, you didn't miss much. You didn't. Yeah, there's really nothing that you missed. Yeah, just know that there's a new iPhone 16, and if you have an iPhone 15, abanacho umbo da umbo upgrade there up.
Ah, just look at your phone and tell yourself it's a 16, yeah. And boom, you have a 16.
Yeah. But when I was now Apple and then iPhone 15, yeah, titang roba 16 doing number. But know that some of these features will be added onto the the gadget as time goes on, because most of the features that they were talking about are not yet available.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, that was the event, first event. There's a lot we're going to talk about. I'm sure we'll look at some of the products in detail in future episodes. And then we also had the news that Starlink is now in another African country, Zimbabwe. Man.
That's amazing news, man. That's amazing news. Amazing. We've been looking forward to this moment.
Okay,
that's another thing.
So what do we know? We now know for starters that Starlink officially is now licensed to operate in Zimbabwe. Yeah, what do you know about the price? What else can you tell us?
So what I know right now is this guy is for the license, they paid about 575,000. Yet our local MNOs there to pay, yeah, that amount. Fair enough.
Jeff's tower up at next episode. So they are licensed, they paid that much money. cool. But what does it mean, for the regular Zimbabweans? But I'm shopping, I don't know, they are Starlink. Because I think that's the question that's on everyone's mind. What do I need to do to get my own Starlink kit?
So right now, I saw that Dande Mutande also say that they can now help you get a kit for Starlink. And then you can also do the application online, and then you do the online payments, and then there is that handling fee that you pay that would then ensure that you get your kit after some time here.
Anyway, guys, we'll do another episode where we really look deeper into the issues around Starlink. For now, just know that you can now get your Starlink kit online directly from the Starlink website, or you can get from the users, the resellers that have been given the mandate to do so locally. What else happened in this week? Maybe that's quite interesting. Apart from these two major events, I think we can call it a day, actually.
I think we can call it a day. There's a lot to talk about. Yeah. But we'll just leave it for the next one.
So
yeah, yeah.
Before I leave, Dongo Kuzisa today is a package, yeah, $30. Yeah, Pastor Linga, man, I'm Zizere. And I'm to pera. Tough.
Yakapera.
Guys, as always, whenever we talk about technology and everything that is affecting us in the world of technology, Tino Farod Mangamune. So Tinash, as always, it's nice having you, my guy.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me on the show.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Every day. every day we'll be here to talk about those things.
All right, cheers guys.
Cheers guys, you have a good one.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Bytes. Thanks for tuning in and staying informed with us. If you really enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe on all our platforms and leave us a review. It really helps us to grow. Don't forget to follow us also on social media at Tech Bytes Africa for more updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, this has been Tech Bytes, where technology gets simplified one bite at a time. Till next time, like I said, stay current.